Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The moon knows first. The moon entered Leo this morning, and she didn't waste any time. Before most people finished their first cup of coffee, she had already touched Neptune and Aries, moved to Saturn, crossed into an opposition with Pluto, and is making her way to the sun. The moon in Leo is running the entire sky today, and every contact she makes is preparing you emotionally for something that the calendar hasn't delivered yet. March 28th, the Sun-Pluto sextile at 5 degrees, the first harmonious aspect of a cycle that began on January 12, 2020, with 22 degrees of consequences. The moon is giving you a preview today. She is walking you through the emotional arc of the aspect right now, before it perfects, so your body knows what the mind is about to receive. The first contact this morning, moon in Leo trining Neptune in Aries. This is where the day begins, not with urgency, not with information, but with feeling. This is the time to relax and tune into the subtle aspects of life. Art, nature, beauty, dreams, the spiritual realm. Cast aside logic and practicality momentarily. Delight in just breathing, listening, playing. Trust your own feelings before you trust your own analysis. This contact is not accidental. Before the moon reaches Saturn and Pluto, before she touches the heavy architecture of the cycle, Neptune asks you to soften first, to receive before you process, to let your intuitive body prepare the analytical mind. Because what the Saturn-Pluto sextile is carrying on March 28th cannot be received through logic alone. 22 degrees of chastisement giving way to fire of marriage. That is frequency shift. And frequency shifts are felt before they're understood. Neptune in Aries is the spiritual warrior, the one who leads with vision before strategy. The trine to the Leo moon this morning is saying, let yourself feel the possibility before you start planning for it. Drop into the dream space first. The serious work comes next. And then the moon reaches Saturn at the exact degree of the March 28th sextile, 5 degrees Aries, same degree where Saturn will meet Pluto in a harmonious conversation on March 28th. The moon is touching that degree today, lighting it up, giving you an emotional preview of what that frequency carries. This is an auspicious time for anything demanding endurance or tolerance. A day for establishing new habits and rituals. Serious matters may need to be considered. And right now, you have the emotional insight to deal with them. Gather your resources. Tackle the foundations. Feel the difference from Neptune. Neptune opens you up. Saturn focuses you. The sequence is intentional. You need the softening before you can handle the seriousness. Now you can. This is the moon telling you the work of Saturn-Pluto sextile is real. 5 degrees is marriage and joy, but Saturn is still Saturn. The invitation comes with structure. You can't just be acting any old kind of way out here. The joy comes with accountability. You just can't let it all hang out. The pleasure at 5 degrees is not the pleasure of escape. It's the pleasure of building something that actually holds. The new habits and rituals you build now, that is the sextile energy in personal form. What you establish now, in this window, under this moon, carries the frequency of first transaction. The same first transaction the cycle was finding on the collective level. Gather your resources. The moon at 5 degrees Leo is showing you exactly where Saturn will be when Pluto extends the first invitation of the cycle. The moon sending a trine ray to 5 degrees Aries is showing you exactly where Saturn will be when Pluto extends the first invitation of the cycle. Feel it in your body before it arrives on the calendar. Now, this is where it gets precise. The moon at 5 degrees Leo is simultaneously trine Saturn at 5 degrees Aries and opposite Pluto at 5 degrees Aquarius. This is not sequential. This is not one after another. The same degree, the same moment, the trine and the opposition arriving at the same damn time. That is the full picture of what March 28th is carrying in one lunar contact. The trine to Saturn says, you have the emotional foundation to handle serious matters. You are supported. The structure will hold. The opposition to Pluto says, but something is also challenging you. Something is asking for emotional truth underneath this event. The need to control has to go before the insight can arrive. Both at once, support intention at the same breath. The invitation and the reckoning at the same degree. Is someone or something challenging you right now? Do you feel frustrated, angry, perhaps bitter? The time has come to embrace the truth of the situation. Emotional truth usually underlies the event. Let go of the need to control and see what insights arise. Wait for the tension to subside before taking action. That instruction doesn't cancel the Saturn trine. The support is still there. The foundation is still real. But Pluto opposite will not let you rest in comfort of the trine without first facing what needs to be faced. Saturn holds you like a baby while Pluto demands the truth. That is the simultaneous contact. This is 22 degrees showing up inside 5 degrees. This is why the bill and the invitation exist at the same moment. The sextile on March 28th is harmonious, but Pluto is still Pluto. The transformation is still total. The exposure of what is false is still non-negotiable. The opposition between Leo Moon and Pluto and Aquarius is the emotional rehearsal for that truth. Whatever frustration or resistance you feel today, that is the unprocessed material from 22 degrees. The chastisement that hasn't fully been metabolized yet, Pluto and Aquarius is not done revealing what needs to be seen. The sextile doesn't end the scrutiny. It changes the context of it from penalty to possibility, but only if you're willing to face the emotional truth underneath the event. Let go of the need to control. That is the instruction for today and for March 28th. Pluto at 5 degrees Aquarius is asking, are you ready to release the architecture of last cycle? The old alliances, the old agreements, the old centralized power structures that 1982 conjunction built and the 2020 conjunction cracked, because the invitation at 5 degrees only opens for those who have genuinely let go of what 22 degrees came to dissolve. Feel the opposition today. Let it do its work. The tension is not punishment. It's preparation. And then the exhale. The moon closes her Leo sequence with the trine to Sun at 6 degrees Aries. 1 degree past the sextile degree, the light just beyond the threshold. This is harmonious trine during which you learn you are loved and supported. The universe is on your side. If you've been feeling stressed, help is nearby. Simply reach out and ask, and the universe finds a way to answer. Take heart, trust your intuition, and make sure you seize the day. This is 5 Degrees speaking. This is what the sextile is carrying underneath the history and astrology and the geopolitical through lines. The universe is finding a way to answer. Not because the work is done, not because the hard aspects are behind us, but because the frequency has shifted from 22 to 5, from penalty to the possibility of joy. The sun in Aries at 6 degrees is the light that comes after the opposition with Pluto. You had to face the emotional truth. You had to release the need to control. And on the other side of that, the trine to the sun says you are hell. The universe has not abandoned the process. The architect is still watching. The invitation is genuine. The Leo moon ran this sequence for a reason. Neptune first, soften and receive. Saturn next, focus and face the foundations. Then Pluto opposite, release the need to control and embrace the truth. Sun closing, you are loved and supported. Seize the day. That is the emotional preparation for March 28th, compressed in one lunar day. The Saturn-Pluto sextile at 5 degrees is not just an astrological event on the calendar. It is a frequency, marriage, pleasure, joy that can only be received by someone who has moved through the sequence the moon is running today. The softening, the seriousness, the release, the exhale. The moon in Leo knows before the calendar catches up. She's showing you the emotional arc of what is coming so that when March 28th arrives, you are not hearing about it for the first time. You have already felt it move through your body. Stay in Leo energy today and tomorrow. Let yourself be seen. Let yourself feel. Let the opposition with Pluto surface what needs to surface. And let the trine to the sun remind you, after 22 degrees of chastisement, 5 degrees is waiting. After the bill, the invitation. After the consequences, the joy of building something real. The moon entered Leo this morning and immediately started preparing you. Let her finish the work. Get her done. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit contact. You can send me a message there. If you know someone that needs to hear this, please share it with them. Hit like, subscribe, appreciate it. If you'd like to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. IamAstrologyReadings.com, booking. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation to I Am Astrology Reading, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, there's even a link below. Have a great weekend. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.